they really wanted, they probably could, because he's going to tear Ben Askren apart. Listen. I mean, at least that's my opinion. You know, bruh, Ben's a fighter, but if he were to knock him out without a scratch, he could probably come back in May.
Damn, Brotherhood really got hate in his blood. If Teal the main event, it's flopping. You're going to be so mad when he come in around 500 to a mil. Then what?
500 to a mil, champy, for Teal and Camboso?
Let me tell you something. Mike Tyson did 1.9 on that app.
That's Mike Tyson.
I know it is. But
hey, Evander's big, eh?
But 1.9 million people.
Yeah, but they ain't going to be on there.
1.9 million people got a taste of Thriller. So they may like me be interested. I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
Hey, fellas, check this out. Bob also said, I don't know if you guys talked about it earlier, that if Triller, who came in and is willing to pay Teofimo the type of money that they're paying him, they're happy to take the buyout money.
Yeah.
Okay, bet. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Nah, but that's what we said.
Teo
should take it from his pay, man, and fucking buy himself out. Do that, man. Listen,
so why is it okay?
My thing is, it doesn't matter how many fans Crawford and Teo has. What matters is Teo's position. He's in a better bargaining position. If Teo can buy himself out his contract, I mean, don't get me wrong, fucking if Bud does it, he's got the same, you know, deal waiting, but only one entity is super interested in Bud, and that would be PBC, so they can make the big fight with Earl, and it's all in-house. But when it's Teo, Floyd could be interested so that he can get it in-house with Gervonta Davis, right? Al could be interested to match him up with everyone that he got, you know, and the possibility of moving up. Remember, Teo is willing to move up.
Sure.
So Al is interested. Floyd separately as a promoter for the Tank pay-per-view. You know, DAZN for the Ryan fight and the Devin Haney fight, you know, and obviously now Triller has showed interest. So you guys are joking.
And not just DAZN, but separately Golden Boy and Eddie. So no, I get what you're saying, but
just an answer. That's all. I got an answer.
No, but
I wanted to
make sure I answered it in that fashion because I think he's in a fantastic position.
So,
and,
yeah, that was the safest answer, champ.
Hold on, Mario. Is it safe to say that your answer is that Teo is a bigger star right now because he's in a better position?
Bruh, he beat someone on a pound for pound when Crawford beat someone on a pound for pound. We could talk about that, but this dude beat someone on a pound for pound. That's why this is happening. He ain't just
Mario,
on the list. He beat someone on the list. That's that Canelo shit.
If I answer this show is gonna extend another 2 hours, so I'm gonna zip it. No, listen,
stand on your square. That's what Brandon said. Stand on your square.
No, listen, I think Crawford is a star. I think Crawford, if he were to have the same opportunities at the same fighters that Earl had, you know, we would see the numbers. We would see those numbers, and they'd be impressive. So, but I get where Ness is coming from. It's easier to talk about it with Teo because there's so many options out there, right? And the moment he signs with any one of those guys that Ness mentioned, it's a big fight coming. You know what I'm saying? With Terrence, there's only one real answer. So can you drive the price tag up based off of being a commodity to one entity? I don't know. It's the same thing going back to football, right? You got multiple suitors. You're going to drive that price up. But, I don't know, though, because Ness said – I mean, I don't know, Ness. Maybe you didn't say this, but it sounded like you said, like, Teofimo's the bigger star. And then you said it based off of where his position is. But,
bruh, man.
David, what do you think?
Listen,
Hold on.
Let me just follow up with this. It's a business, right?
Uh-huh.
T.O.'s projection is there. Like, ain't nobody expecting Crawford to go up after he beats Earl and take on fucking Jermell. That's not what they're expecting. So T.O.'s projection, the trajectory is further. Like, yes, he's got more
on
the table.
Got a higher ceiling?
I mean, he's still got divisions to conquer. He just started. Yeah. He's only 16-0. Like, why wouldn't these networks be invested?
Hey, the way I look at it is they're both big stars, but Teofimo, just like Ness said, he got the highest ceiling. He still got the rest of the 135-pound division. Bud Crawford has one move to make. That one move is to go to BBC and fight Errol Spence. Teofimo can swim in that ocean as long as he wants. Bud is getting boxed in and boxed in and boxed
in. Not only that, though, you don't got to put it in that matter because
he really can't have a big fight at 54?
No. What I'm saying is this. He's also getting old, right? He himself said he's trying to retire like at 34. Like his window is closing. That's the one fight, right? Ain't nobody talking about, yeah, well, after that, he going to fight so-and-so. No, like that's his big fight. For Tio, we talking about Tio Devin, Tio Ryan, Tio Gervonta Davis, and that's 135. Boom. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The simplest way to put it that Ness is trying to say, it's like Teofimo, you could say he's got the bigger ceiling. You could say he's got the brighter future because he has a future. Teofimo's closer to the beginning of his career than he's the ending. Terrence is closer to the ending of his career than he is the beginning.
Exactly. That's like just the simple stuff. Like Terrence said, I think he wanted retirement at 34 or something like that.
And then Francis, Bud can go to 154, but he damn sure can't go to 154 until he fights Spence. If he tries to jump to 154, man, people are going to shit on him out here. I don't give a damn if he fights.
You don't think his talent is big enough for him? His talent is big enough for him to garner a name at 154 that can attract fans, casual fans and his fans?
Hell yeah, it can. But they're going to be like, why are you jumping? You got Spence right there.
Yeah, I agree. I think I absolutely would love a Terrence Mell fight. Like, sign me up. Lubin,
Hurd,
but it's a bum. It's a bummer. Exactly. It's a bummer if he does it without first making an attempt to conquer the welterweight division, or at least fighting Earl. Fuck it, I don't give a shit about it. You know, I would love to see him fight Thurman, Porter, Earl, everybody, you know, but Danny. But as long as he fought Earl, he can move on to 154 after that. I'm good, you know. Yo, real quick, Brandon Maurice had
Are you guys handicapping these fighters to one division? Like, and that's why I understand why Ness is saying that Crawford should kind of stay in his contract, because if he can't have fights outside of Spence, then he definitely can't do it by himself. He needs somebody.
No, it's not that. It's that fight is so big. It's one of, like Dave said, it's one of the biggest in boxing. It's not that we're relegating these fighters. Like, it's Terrence. It's Terrence because he's in a division. You know what I mean? It's just like Fury and AJ. It's like these guys don't fight each other. I mean, it's a bummer. Like, these are the biggest fights in boxing. So it's not. Terrence is in just a very particular situation, you know?
His big fight
Francis,
is set.
I'm not saying,
he's in a great
Francis,
situation. He knows his nemesis.
Yeah, exactly.
Francis, I'm not trying to say that Crawford's only got one fight, because he could do the Porter. He could do the Thurman. You know what I'm saying? He could do the Garcia, and people would enjoy them fights. Yeah. I'm just saying that if he wants to jump to 154, he's got to at least beat Spence, whether he fights some other fighters or not.
I think 154, Jermell versus Crawford, undisputed, would be a big fight.
Hell yeah. I love that fight when they was just beefing on Instagram. But is it realistic,
fight,
though? Is it realistic?
It can't happen. Yeah.
Bello Mio, what's good? What's good? What's going on real quick, Francis? Moonshine, what's going on, champ? You want to introduce yourself in the YouTube channel?
Yo, you already know. It's Punch Wrong Boxing, a.k.a. Mr. Moonshine himself. AKA El Aguabo, AKA El
Sasso,
what's up, my people?
What up, man? I'm glad you was available, man. You got to put AKA, you know, Teofimo and Senior Lopez, get them on the show every week, man. You had the inside scoop, man. I mean, I watched the interview, and he said it was going to be something iconic, man, and damn, if this didn't just shake up the whole boxing world, man. So first and foremost, congratulations on always getting them on the show and keeping us so up to date.
And matter of fact, I expect a little less.
Oh, you expect
a little less?
A little less. But, yeah.
Bro,
I guess
that was almost triple what his promoter offered. Like, have you ever talked to them about buying himself out the contract like Floyd and Oscar did? Like, I mean, you know, again, because you talk to them so much, I'm going to ask you questions like you with them. Like, yo, they not, like, because I'm just saying,
right,
like,
now,
they not bro. Listening to all this shit that Bob is saying. Like, they not mad. Like, he's not mad.
Nah, they actually are.
That's what I want to hear, man. That's what the fuck I want to hear, because it's like, how long are you going to take this bullshit?
Now, he even said it on his recent interview that his parents even was crying because they feel like, you know, the way they're treating him. Yo, but I've been saying they've been treating him like this, like for like 2-3 years.
On top of it, we made this money, and if they want to take him too, there's the fee. They can pay the price, and he can go too. Cause it don't mean nothing to us. Like, we don't need it. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, he got both of his fighters. Like, he's devaluing both of his fighters publicly.
Which two?
Bud, and Tio.
Okay, I just want to make sure we watching the same shit.
Is the team at all worried? It's like, okay, you go on ESPN, you have a certain level of professionalism and understanding, you know, as far as production goes and all that. To be on a Triller, you know, do they feel confident about how they're going to present the fight and how they're going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's
Mario,
different than what it was
just
with Tyson Roy. That was more like that was like an exhibition. I mean, that was. It's different. I mean, it's different. It's not. Teofimo is not Mike Tyson. Teofimo Campos was not Tyson.
But didn't Badu Jack fight on that too?
Yeah, but you gotta remember that when you think about Triller, you're thinking about HBO. So they know everything.
Oh, good point. Somebody super chatted that earlier too. Good point. I didn't think of that. Good show.
So their production team knows everything about boxing, to be honest. You know?
Yeah.
They were the quip to run a real boxing event. You know,
that shit ain't look boxing.
No,
that shit look like a music video to me.
Yeah, I don't care. I love that shit, man. I love that shit.
I wasn't really
That shit was fire.
I wasn't really feeling all that shit. That was way too much music.
You an old man, bro. Would people like want young folks that's coming up that want to, you know what I'm saying? They want
to
rock and
ain't nobody trying to hear Snoop old ass music. Tell them go drop some new shit.
That's my point.
I'm trying to watch boxing. They got Snoop and shit, man.
You disrespect it. They have music, like car, like they don't expect to have that happen with Teofimo, right? Like I want to watch Teofimo Cambosos. That's why I'm paying. I'm not paying to have, you know, Lil Durk come out and
man,
do.
I mean, I don't get
you don't have all of that. You
don't
have all of that.
Exactly.
It's gonna be an event.
Yeah, sure. Bullshit, man. That's cool.
Nah,
I don't like the
hey, Mario,
listen, they got to pick the right.
You talked about boxing having big shows.
But let me show you how I would have done it. Like,
okay.
Cuz it's T.O.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear that.
Cuz it's T.O. cuz he made an event in the artists. I need some Latin artists. I need some Bad Bunny. I need some Anuel. Like, yo, I don't need to hear Snoop's favorite greatest hits from the 90s. Like, that shit ain't doing nothing for the crowd, I don't think. Not in my opinion.
It's
a whole different audience, man. So all I'm saying, if they're going to involve music and shit, they need to definitely tap into heritage.
Ness, think about this. If they bring the Bumble Rappers that they call it, they're going to get killed anyways. They're going to be like, who these dudes? We can't even understand what they're saying.
Let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all think that Bob Arum is playing his own cards, but make him believe like he's not, like he don't care?
That's a good ass question. That's a good ass question. And you get Teofimo in a situation where, you know, he's doing press with Mike. I mean, they send him off to get press. He comes back an even bigger star.
Some people have put it.
Bob just told Porter let Al Haymon pay for the purse bid and you the percentage. He don't care.
I'm gonna make y'all think. I'm gonna give y'all a hint. I'm gonna give y'all a good hint.
All right.
But y'all got a thing called. Y'all ain't gonna get it probably right now.
All right.
All right. Y'all remember that picture with y'all remember that picture with Gomez, Hoya, and Aram?
Eric Gomez?
A couple of weeks ago. They had a meeting.
Oh, yeah, they had a meeting. Yes, they had a meeting. They had dinner. Yeah, I heard it was like some big things that they were talking about.
Bob Ryan. They talked about Ryan, and that's why Bob
is
all saying
how
that's a big
fight. They said that Ryan wasn't part of the conversation.
Yeah, but Ryan Pacquiao, they talked about that for doing Ryan Teo, right?
No? But
Yo, shout out to TFP, my man. Shout out to Bob for keeping it real. You don't like them. Get more money, and the more belts, the more money you get.
Word.
As much as I don't like Teofimo, and much as I will say he is not undisputed,
why you
he
don't
is
like
unified.
Him? That's because, a strong word. You don't like Teofimo.
Listen, I didn't say hate. I didn't say hate. I said I didn't like. I don't like him because of his antics. I don't like Floyd, but I'm not taking no credit from him. But yeah, you got to pay the man. He's a champ. He's a unified champ.
Buyout, a lot more people going to be like, look, if the minimal buyout is six fights or whatever the equivalent of half of the 3.5-year period would be, that's only $7 million to buy that out. So somebody might be willing to do that. And I'm not might be. Somebody will be. You know what I mean? And I want to just give him a shout out. Like, look, the reason I ain't as critical on some of the shit he said about Bud is because he paid that $5 million. They said Bud was overpaid for the Kell Brook. He was overpaid for a hipper boxing match. But we wanted to be a full boxing card with Teofimo at the helm. Get a show like, okay, we building the TO franchise versus we using his name for one event. If they do the effort to build like a franchise, they're going to buy that contract out. If not, if it's a lot of other antics on it, it's going to be a one-off fight, and he just get bought out, but it won't be through Triller. So I'm going to catch y'all later, bro.
All right. Mario never got to that. Let me see who's this, man. Mario
what,
always
what?
Dropping the ball. That's my man Solano. Edwin, what up?
Oh, I thought Block Talk was down for maintenance.
Your face down.
Yo, what up?
Edwin.
Hey, can you hear me?
I hear you. What up, champ? Mario ain't trying to put your name out there.
It's all good. What's up, Punch Rock?
What's good, bro?
Man, I think this is a great day for boxing. Now, if fights are not going to want to be made, they're going to go to first bid all the time now, and that's going to be awesome for us, man. I appreciate Teo for that, and that's my call. Thanks a lot, guys.
I mean, everybody ain't Teo, man. We ain't going to have to bid that every
he asked for a big buyout.
I know.
Mean, you ain't giving him no big contract, so why are you asking for a big buyout?
Because he's a hypocrite.
I mean he knows the numbers, too, man. Remember CYP said he knows the numbers, so, I mean, he probably knows how much that contract worth.
You know what, Punch? You know what my biggest thing was that really upset me? It's not even just what happened now. It was a few weeks ago we talked about on the show where – and I tried to pull up the quotes because I wanted to quote it specifically, but Bob said something along the lines of like this isn't an elite fight between Teo and Kambosos, is what he's talking about. And if he talking about Teo wanted, you know, elite money, then he should have fought an elite fight. He kind of said it like that. I don't know if you remember that, right?
Because we went to you earlier. Oh,
no Mac attack.
No Mac attack. Well, all right. I mean, that's basically it. We could definitely end it.
Real
Moonshine,
quick.
Moonshine, man, make sure you give out your, you know.
Hold on. Before you do that real YouTube. Quick, I seen you. Was you I seen you hitting the bag? He had the gloves on
He always hitting the bag.
I've seen that.
He be doing like he be doing like 50 punch combinations.
Just natural.
So you're heavyweight. You what? You 230? What are you? So how tall are you?
He said 5'4".
He tall. He like I think he's like I think you for you feel like you like 6'6"?
6'6"?
Six one. Good job, T.O. Get your Under Armour money like Steph Curry. But the problem is Steph Curry was signed to a 10-year deal. T.O.'s only signed to one fight. So he's going to have to face that reality. That's what Bob was telling him. Good luck after this one fight. Good luck. Good luck. That's what he's saying. If you're so valuable, then have him sign an Under Armour deal worth 10.
He said that fact. He's bragging about not having his own fighter fighting on his card on his network. But still getting 800,000, like he's bragging about it. You know, it's not just a fact he put out there. It's like he's got his feet up on the desk with the cigar in his mouth talking about, I just made 800,000. That shit ain't bad. Like, nah, you look bad. That's what look bad.
Yeah, because he's saying that, haha, I know business. Y'all don't. Y'all really mad that I just made this money. You know what I'm saying? Because when we sat down and did the deal, this was the deal. And you decided, okay, you bigger than what your contract is.